This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fam. I just had to educate White Brian on something. When coleslaw comes in this building, it comes straight to me. All right? Nobody else. People can have other stuff, but the coleslaw comes to me, White Brian. Shout out to our boy Nate. Hank's Oyster Bar bringing us some lunch. Man, B. Mitch won't come back in the studio. He's just grinding away on some oysters in there. You can check him out. Hank's, Old Town, DuPont, over at the Wharf right by us. Those Hog Island oysters, man. My favorite. My absolute favorite. Gosh, those are good. Coleslaw is great, too, if you're wondering. So, we all saw, it was a really sad scene, frankly. Oh, I got double coleslaw, baby. Sam Cosmi played really well, got his contract extension with Washington. Things were moving forward.
Yeah.
And then he gets rolled up in the NFC title game. Dan Quinn, or maybe it was Peters, actually told us that Cosmi's already working on his rehab.
Yeah.
He's in Ashburn all the time, working out, rehabbing. The reality of that injury, I mean, to start with, it happened in late January.
Yeah.
Right? Like, what? I think the actual date of the NFC title game was January 26th.
Something like that. Yeah, it was. It was.
Because my wife's birthday was that Friday night.
Yeah, it was 26.
So,
it was the anniversary.
Okay. Oh, right. It was the anniversary of the Super Bowl. Cosmi gets hurt late January. You figure that's an... I recognize that rehab schedules have been accelerated some in recent years.
Mm-hmm.
That's, let's casually call it a 10-month injury.
9.5.
But yeah. 9.5, but then an old lineman getting back up to speed and playing shape, like.
Yeah, but I think the fact that now they have the underwater treadmills and all that type of stuff, guys get back way quicker. But I still would look at 9.5 months.
I think you're
10 tops.
I think your season's going to start. I mean, depending, they can play Thursday night, they can play Friday night, they can play Sunday, Monday, but the season starts. What is that? The first, what day is Labor Day? September 1st this year? I think it is. So I think the season's going to start 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th. It's kind of an early start for the NFL. And in turn, that means 9 months from January 26th would be September 26th. That's week 4. And I think Halloween might be realistic sometime in the middle of October. And what do you do to handle the Cosmi injury, B? Do you think they have to sign a veteran guard that can help them while Cosmi's down? Like, do you think you have to add somebody for that position this year?
If they don't have somebody that they are comfortable with in-house, I think so. because I really believe that right now you got you got Allegretti, Chris Paul, Julian Good-Jones, which is on the futures, and Michael Dieter, who plays center and guard.
Who's also due to be a free agent.
Yeah, but if you're free, if you feel good about either of those guys, you go to the season. If you know for sure Cousins is working in the right direction and will be there at a particular time. If not, I think you got to go get somebody.
Yeah, the dude, Good-Jones, is a massive human. I know that much. Just seeing him walk around. I wonder, people will point to Becton. I think Becton's going to get paid. Would you be interested in bringing Sheriff back on a 1 year? Veteran guy?
I've always liked Sheriff.
Me too.
Didn't want him to leave.
Great guy in the locker room.
Yes.
Like,
but is he at the point where he can get a 2-3 year deal from somebody else? Because I think if you start thinking about 1 year deal, you got to be guys that they're not going to get going a lot of attention from other places, because I think every player of his stature will want to get that 3 year deal where he can get signing bonus.
33. I just don't know that he's getting a three year deal, but maybe
offensive
he is.
Lineman play way beyond that.
Yeah. There's other options. The kid McCarry from the Ravens, Zeitler from the Detroit. He actually missed that divisional round game, if you remember. Zeitler was pretty good. Now, he's going to be 35, but that could be a...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
If you're going to allocate some real money, and we're going to talk about tackles and edge guys later in the week, but if you're going to allocate some real money, the problem is you've already allocated real money to Cosby, and now you know Cosby's going to be down. I think we can speculate at least the first month of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they might draft somebody too, but I'd be stunned if they don't add... One guy that you've seen connected with them a bunch is the North Dakota State dude that can play all. He can play left guard, right guard, and center. I'm saying in the draft.
Big boy?
Yeah, his name's like Gray Zabel.
I think I watched him play in that little championship game. He's nasty.
Yeah, he's like Gray Zabel. He's like a late first rounder probably. 6'5", 320. I think because they're picking 29th, you can't really count on the draft to plug a hole like you can in free agency. Because you're picking 29. They now only have 6 draft picks after the Debo trade.
Mm-hmm.
They have really good value. They have 3 picks in the top 80. Cool. But at 29, let alone 61 and 79, you can't count on any one position. You can't count on filling a hole there. I think you've got to add, to me, it's a veteran, ideally 1 year deal guard to your roster.
Yeah.
Allegretti was pretty good last year. He's probably coming back. That's not to mention your questions. I mean, unless you go hard and you sign a tackle or you lock in that you're going to draft a tackle and then part of your process is we think we're going to move Coleman inside. I just, that's a lot of moving parts, dude, for a kid that I thought was pretty good for a rookie in Brandon Coleman. He's got to figure some stuff out in pass pro, but I thought as a run blocker, he was pretty good.
Coleman?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he was good in the pass game till later on when he started getting some injuries.
Yeah. He had a good first half of the season.
Yes.
To me, I don't know that if Milton Williams would really intrigue me on the defensive line. I think the idea of bringing Sheriff back to town would really intrigue me offensively.
I'm with it.
Will Hernandez is another dude that, since he was a first rounder, has kind of bounced around on 1-year deals. I remember when he was, I wonder if I watched him in Mobile, if I watched him in Indy, however many years ago. Tischler loved Will Hernandez. That's another guy that's probably a true free agent. So options. There's options. They're going to be bringing somebody in, man. You'll hear about it this time next week. For us, we got options too. Time to talk a little Caps hockey. Me and B are both going to the game tonight. John Walton joins the program next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.